You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, any more requests for your rider?
Sparkling water that's gone flat, room temp.
Can I have a pep talk before I go on stage?
We get a rider, maybe chips.
I'd like to request a music industry ecosystem that uplifts the whole community.
It's Industry Rider on 95BFM, a New Zealand Music Month special with Stella Huggins and guests.
Hey, this is Hayden from Swallow the Rat. Industry frameworks that I think could benefit artists in New Zealand, specifically musicians, I think in particular would be to do with saving venues and keeping venues alive, particularly small underground indie venues. For example, the Crown in Dunedin, and Dark Room in Christchurch. In terms of like developers moving into the area or gentrification, changing the landscape of that area and how that could potentially shut down those venues, kind of like what happened with the King's Arms. I think that's a real threat to all musicians, and especially up and comers. And it's important that they stay open. So, you know, you've got Save music venues that Taylor does, which is a big initiative. And I mean, I'm not sure what else can be done, but I guess it's working with councils and whatever funding bodies that can get behind, backing up those venues. From what I can tell, what we do just naturally connects. I feel like there's an audience out there for us. You know, we've been overseas a couple of times and we're quite well received when we go there. And, you know, it's you get to a certain point in New Zealand where you kind of have to get out of the country and, expand your audience. And it's cool to know that, you know, when you've sort of built yourself a sound or a following here, that you can take it elsewhere and it's pretty well regarded. Like New Zealand bands, guitar bands are quite well regarded around the world. The way everything works now with your social media and the internet, it is a lot easier to connect. Reaching out to, having a look at what other bands that are kind of related to what you do and see where they're playing, and you can kind of get a scope for where you might be able to take your music. And once you reach out to venues, you can sometimes link up with other like-minded bands that are going through those same venues, and you can basically build up connections like that. I mean, you have to, it's just a matter of, so same as what you would in New Zealand. Once you've played places a few times, you build up those networks. It's no different to international. I mean, we do try and collaborate with other artists. We've had guest vocalists on a few tracks, working with other bands. But I think also with like things like videos, Tyrone Alias, we had Shane Warbrook do a video for us, and he's been in other bands, and it's basically just tapping into your community and collaborating with other people. So, I mean, that Tyrone Alias would be a good example, because we're to bring in the visual element as well.
But it's
That was Industry Rider on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.